on X.
We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Marty here in the studio with two giants in the local craft brewing industry. Let me say that respectfully to the guys across from me in the studio. He is Paul Segura, the brewmaster at Carl Strauss, the man behind the 70th celebration at Disney, and the Tower X West Coast IPA. It's our namesake beer that's out, available everywhere. Turquoise can, big yellow X. Hey, Paul.
Hey, happy Friday, bro.
Brendan Hernandez has handed out over 100 medals in the San Diego Beer Awards. He hosts that, and he's the curator and proprietor of San Diego Beer Not News. Hello, Brendan.
Hey.
Let's drink some beer.
Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Okay, today we've got a couple beers from Arcana Brewery up in Carlsbad. They've been around 13 years, man.
Wow.
13 years. And, you know, small operation kind of tucked away there, a little office park, but making solid beers, pleasing the community.
Brendan, you picked up this beer. Where exactly is Arcana Brewing?
So it's north of Palomar Airport Road on El Camino Real, in, like you said, an office park that actually has been home to three different breweries. This is the one that's stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Arcana. Give us our first beer, Paul.
First beer is called Kaiju Imperial Rice Lager. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sure. Kaiju.
There you go. 7.5% ABV, guys.
Whoa.
Taste this.
Whoa.
This beer is crushable, slammable, quaffable. It is golden, bright. Really quaffable.
It's so dry. I'm really impressed because usually these adjunct lagers, they have a little sweetness, right? That residual sweetness. Not here. This is like sneaky.
I'm feeling it. I think I might have found my new favorite summer beer. You guys know I like the high ABVs. I'm appreciating 7.5 for a rice lager, so it's crisp and it's light-esque, but it feels, and I want to get the brewmaster's take on this, is the weight different when the ABV is elevated?
Paul? Really good question, man. Yeah. And you're a little bit better at beer than you think you are. So in order to get the alcohol, you got to raise the specific gravity, the concentration of the sugars in solution before fermentation. And the more sugar you have, the more fermentation you have, the more fermentation you have, the more alcohol you have. The higher the specific gravity, the greater the feeling of general levity. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I got you.
Science guy.
A rice lager can be very boring. Let's just be straight up.
Mm.
But not in this case.
No.
Everything's going for it. Aroma, alcohol, and flavor.
This next one is a black IPA. It's called Ancestral Black IPA. 6.5% ABV. I'm getting a lot of roasty, like coffee, dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting a little bit of hop coming off of there.
Paul, we all know IPA, but what is a black IPA?
So they brew the beer using roasted malt, which is black.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not that they're just taking the beer while they brew it and like boiling it to get that. They actually start with malted barley that has been roasted.
So they roast it just like you would roast coffee.
Yeah,
and then they add it to the brew.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Yep.
So now one thing you'll notice here is that, you know, rice lager is pretty common. Imperial rice lager, not so common. IPAs, super common. Black IPAs, not so common.
Yeah.
That's what Arcana is kind of all about. They're eclectic. They're even like tackling a lot of esoteric styles. And that's what makes them special. They have a beer and mead hybrid. They have a beer and cider hybrid. And they do them all the time. It's not kind of like, you know, once a year we break out something special. You never know what you're quite going to get. You get traditional styles too, but it's a really exciting place for people who like to really get into beer. And I think that's why they've resonated.
I mean, that's why they've been around 13 years, man. They're pushing the envelope, right?
A good time to check them out is second Sunday of every month. They actually teach people to brew. I mean, like, where are you going to find that out, right? They're not like a homebrew shop or anything. They're passionate. So
that's
go check them out.
Arcana Brewing Company in Carlsbad. Thank you. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers. Support your local breweries.
Cheers.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.